From the LP London Calling, Train in Vain on Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn. We're with Mick Jones and Joe Strummer of The Clash. How come that song is not listed on the label? Did you intend that?
Yeah, we did it on purpose to confuse people.
Just to get people talking about things, huh? A moment ago, you mentioned that you didn't think that America, even today, would be ready for the Sex Pistols. Your politics are not just limited to this country, though. I know you have strong feelings about England and the Thatcher regime. I also read a story about when you played Japan and you were mobbed by people that, it kind of ticked you off that that's kind of the thing that you're against, is that idolatry and worshiping type thing. Is this true?
Yeah, I mean, I hate it. You know, you play a show and you go down to the front row just to say hello, and they all try and touch you. It makes me feel sick.
And they try to undo your shoelaces as well, and then they try and tie them up, like, but they don't tie them to the same shoe, they tie them to the other one.
And that makes you trip, yes.
As if we didn't have enough leads that we trip over anyway.
Makes the show really exciting, that speciality.
We'll take a call now, listening in Sarasota, Florida, to WYNF 95 FM. We have Jim on the rock line. Hi.
Hello. My question.
Hello.
They're there, Jim.
Okay, my question relates to your themes of your albums. I noticed they have been getting very political, and I agree with what you're trying to say. And I was just wondering, exactly how are you going to take your music from where you brought it to?
Well, we're just trying to get rid of it, really, Jim. We're just trying to sort of bash it up and down until it sounds decent. You know, we haven't got any big plan. What do you think, Mick? Over to you.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to, bash it out, really. Once we're finished pushing it around, we want to just get rid of it and do some more, I suppose, without being too conceptual about it.
Does that answer your question, Jim?
I think I can live with that.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. The political bandwagon that we see you on, is this a stance for The Clash right now, or do you feel this is a lifelong commitment for you guys?
No, we feel it's more like just passing on information that we pick up in our own way.
Okay, we'll have more with The Clash with Mick and Joe coming up on Rockline on the Global Satellite Network.